Edward Rushton was the radical, campaigning, blind poet of Liverpool. His life spanned the 18th and 19th centuries at the time of the slave trade, of revolution, and of social upheaval. Forgotten Hero, written by Bill Hunter and narrated by George Sefton, is his story.
Chapter 11, The Liverpool Seamen's Revolt of 1775. Seamen formed a substantial proportion of the workforce in Liverpool and had a great deal of support among the population. In 1760, there were 4,987 seamen among a population of 25,787. By 1773, there were 6,000 out of a population of 34,407. Harold Hikins reports how in 1762, three seamen led a procession around the docks, with drums beating, proclaiming a minimum wage of 40 shillings a month. They were arrested and marched off to Lancaster, the county seat, to await trial at the assizes. As they passed through Magull, on the outskirts of Liverpool, they were helped to escape by a crowd at Magull Wakes. In August 1775, owing to the American War of Independence, there were 3,000 Liverpool seamen unemployed. Merchants decided to reduce the standard pay for rigging out a ship for a voyage, which was 30 shillings a month. Seamen who had been engaged to rig the Derby found, when they went to receive their pay, that they were to be paid at only 20 shillings a month, and they were told there were plenty of sailors to be had in the port. They returned to the ship, cut down the rigging, and left it lying on deck. The rest of the rigged ships in the harbour were treated in the same way. When 9 of the men were arrested and committed to prison by the magistrates, 2,000 or 3,000 seamen surrounded the prison and secured the release of 8 of the men. They marched away, discovered their error, and marched back to the prison. Here they succeeded in releasing not only the other seamen, but also a woman who'd been accused of aiding and abetting the rioters. The crowd marched to the town hall, which was also the exchange, with a red flag. They continued their peaceful meetings and marching. The delegation met the mayor on the fifth day, and later there was a report that the merchants agreed to pay the rates that were asked. However, that afternoon, the merchant hired a body of armed men at 10 shillings a day and posted some in the town hall to arrest the strike leaders. In the evening, they fired on the unarmed strikers who were surrounding the building. The dead were variously reported at 2 or 7, the wounded at 10 or several. The seamen, incensed, went aboard ships collecting cannon and then put them into position to bombard the town hall. They bedecked their hats with red ribbons, raised the red flag, and at 1 o'clock the next day, they began bombarding the town hall. 4 people were killed. The merchants sent a message to the military in Manchester, and 2 days later, 100 cavalry with 6 officers set off for Liverpool. The seamen were attending the funeral of the victims of the shooting. The troops hunted down and arrested 40 to 60 sailors and marched them off to Lancaster for indictment and trial. Hikins comments that the Liverpool authorities would appear to have wished to forget the whole unpleasant business as much and as soon as possible. Only 12 of the sailors were indicted at Lancaster, 8 were found guilty, but then all were discharged on agreeing to enlist in the Navy. Of course, that itself was no mild punishment, but they and many more would have been executed or condemned to transportation had they not had strong sympathy in the town at the conditions that brought the revolt.